Today's gospel passage dovetails with last week's passage of the baptism of Jesus. In both passages, John the Baptist becomes the major character creating the action. John the Baptist is the last of the Old Testament prophets. He is a bridge from the old to the new. He ushers in God's new action of completing creation through the person of Jesus Christ. John is the one who comes to point out, to reveal to the people Jesus as the Messiah. The Holy Spirit coming as a dove and resting on Jesus is only part of the story that has a supernatural dimension. The rest of the revelation and discovery of who God is in Jesus comes in the most natural ways of all. The rest is all natural. It is the natural transmitting of good news from a brother to a brother, from a sister to a sister, and then to another. Immediately following this text, we read how the disciples at first spread the word by witnessing to what they had seen and what they'd heard. The followers of Jesus did not do magic tricks. They did not try to prove God's existence. They did not look for complex language of unfold glorious images from great art. They just followed and invited others to follow. They were invited to come and see and share what they saw. In the text, we hear John exclaim, "Here comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." The Lamb of God, a central image in Old Testament scriptures. The Lamb was the one sacrificed and offered back to God to remove the sins of the people. Jesus, as the Lamb of God, comes to take away sin once and for all, to make things right that have gone wrong. The revealing of God in our midst makes everything that has gone wrong all right again. The revelation of God gives hope that in those moments when we fall short of our best selves, when we make choices that we know are wrong but do it anyway, when we turn away from making life-giving choices in favor of death-dealing choices, this Lamb of God comes and makes it all right again. It reminds me of the saying of Julian of Norwich that implores us to trust in God. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Everything in God's time will work out. When John announces Jesus is the Lamb of God, a couple of John's followers start to follow Jesus. Jesus turns around and asks them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Teacher, where are you staying?" Jesus says to them, "Come and see." This is the invitation each one of us is given who decides to inquire about what this life in Jesus is all about. We're simply invited to come and see. Come and see what surprises lay in store for you by extending your life to another. Come and see what good news there is right in front of you in the form of a brother or a sister who has something to tell you, to teach you about growing into this life in God through Jesus Christ. Come and see how the Lamb of God takes away sin and allows you and me to start anew, again and again, each and every day. And the message, "Come and see what God has in store," comes in everyday common ways. And I will share one of those recently. As you may know, we started a community coffee on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 in the parish hall. There is no agenda, just simple conversation. At this week's coffee hour, the Holy Spirit was at work in the group in ordinary sharing. It began earlier that morning. Alberta came early to help me prepare a food dish and asked me about a parishioner who we had not seen in church for a few weeks and was worried about him since he lives alone. It wasn't like him not to be here. Several phone messages were left, but no calls returned. Folks asked about the possible neighbors or relatives. Having no way to know who they were or really contact them, another parishioner suggested we inquire at the local police. Could they come and do a safety check to make sure our parishioner was okay? So I called the police, who said they'd be happy to check and would call back. Shortly thereafter, the parishioner called, and everything was fine. I could tell he was just a little bit embarrassed, but more importantly, he learned that he was loved and he was missed. And it was out of concern that we reached out and called. And after we finished the call, I said to the group, "Let this be a lesson to all of you. If we don't see you for a while in church, don't be surprised if the police come knocking on your door. At least it's one way to increase Sunday attendance around here." At the same coffee, someone discussed a recent death in town and said I may get a call. I got a call about an hour later from the funeral home and connected with the former parishioner. At that same coffee, another parishioner asked about Maria and Lou Amara. Again, I picked up the phone and Maria drove straight up to see everybody. Then another parishioner called who needed a pastoral conversation. There is great power when we say yes to the simple invitation to come and see. God shows up in something as simple as when friends come together for fellowship and coffee and begin talking and sharing. The Spirit of God shows up in ordinary ways. Last Sunday, about a dozen St. Peter's folks attended the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim interfaith conversation co-sponsored by the Hebrew churches and the Jewish synagogue. One could feel the Spirit of God in the room as new understanding from each other's tradition was presented. Also, the Spirit enters into the pain of our lives. In spite of our limitations, in spite of the hurts that wound us, wounds that sometimes seem unbearable and we will break, we are invited to come and see how our brokenness can be transformed into wholeness and hope and healing beyond our wildest imaginings. Come and see. Come and experience this Lamb of God in ways that you don't expect can or will happen. Like those first disciples of Jesus, I say to you this day, come and see what new life is waiting for you in our Lord Jesus Christ. Every time we worship or pray or serve one another, the Spirit of God rests upon you and me, bringing epiphany, revelation, a moment in which we suddenly see or understand something in a new and clear way, or help someone else to experience an epiphany in their lives. As we begin this journey into 2020, may epiphany come to us, the revelation of the Lamb of God, again and again, that we might come and see something new for ourselves and how we are called to engage in the work given us to do. We are called to bring epiphany to others.